Here's another symbol, a geometric symbol used in Freemasonry by these secret societies, a triangle, the pyramid, within the circle again. And incidentally, the pyramid or the triangle is important because it goes back to the old pyramid of Cheops, which incidentally, I don't know if you know this, but the big pyramid called the Pyramid of Cheops in Egypt has no peak. It has no point. It has no point on it. It's the chief cornerstone of the point never was there. And the circle represents, of course, the sun. This is the sun, always the circle. And it has to do with Stonehenge. Stonehenge is a symbol for the sun in the old ancient Anglo-Saxon Germanic secret society. So that's why Stonehenge and the pyramid are connected. The numerology in Stonehenge and the pyramid are both the same. There's a lot of interesting stuff there when you get into the numerology of the pyramid and Stonehenge. But here's an example of how symbols are used. All right, here's a dictionary of Freemasonry, and here, I'll blow it up. You'll see the triangle and the circle again, and here's the cross and the crown. We'll go through that in Holy Bible, and the G again for God, which is actually geometry. But this is the triangle and the circle, okay? It's because of the triangle and the circle here. And it has to do with God. It's a symbol of God. It's used in Freemasonry. It's, again, we'll go through. Here's the Bible, Star of David, and up here at the top. Oh, and here it is. But over here on the bottom, it's called the Royal Arch. You may have heard of that in Freemasonry, the Royal Arch degree. And there it is again. And here you'll see it used in churches, the School of Theology at Claremont. Yeah, you see it right there, used in churches, because Claremont School of Theology is a Masonic college. It's financed, organized, and directed by a secret society in Europe. Yeah, but people don't realize that, because it's a church, it has to be holy. And there's nothing holy about it. This is a very powerful secret society operating throughout the world, behind our government and behind governments throughout the world. And they have tied themselves in and set up what they call a religious establishment. And a religious establishment is nothing more than a front man for a very powerful secret society operating in the world. So they may look holy, but you better do your homework. There's more to religion than meets the eye. Here's the King and Queen of England with the triangle and the circle above them. And incidentally, this is a whole different subject of the British royalty. The reason why we call them the royal family comes from Egypt. Osiris, Isis, and Horus were the original trinity in Egypt that was referred to in Egypt as the holy family, the royal family. That's where they get the royal family, because of the triangle, the pyramid of Egypt, with God's son, Horus, rising. And so there's nothing holy about these people at all, okay? And when the King of England, interesting, when the King of England becomes king, the Archbishop of Canterbury, like we have our religious, I don't even know who it is, but when the King of England is crowned king, listen to what the Archbishop of Canterbury has the king say in his inauguration ceremony. Prince Charles, if he becomes king, incidentally he won't, but if he did become king, would say upon taking the throne, the Archbishop says, "You are now being crowned King of England for Jesus Christ. You are sitting on the throne of David for Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament. You are, in fact, Messiah waiting for, or Shiloh, who is waiting for the Messiah to come back. So you are going to rule God's kingdom until Jesus Christ comes back." That's what the king is told in his initiation rites. The King of England sits on the throne of the God of the Old Testament for Jesus Christ. He represents God's kingdom. And of course, we understand that God's kingdom is going to unite the world in some wonderful paradise condition, and therefore the England is referred to as the United Kingdom. So this is it gets very, very interesting when you see where royalty comes from. They actually believe that God put them there. They're a holy family. But the whole thing is based on Egypt, pyramids, triangles. Give you an idea. El Salvador has the triangle, and they have the circle and triangle. Incidentally, let me go back here. There's a little thing. I'm going to have to get into that on my next one, because I don't have any slides to really show you. But there's something called a Phrygian or Phrygian cap of liberty. It's a cap that the old French Illuminati Freemasons wore when they overthrew the French monarchy and the French Revolution. You'll read about in school the French Revolution, those guys who actually overthrew the French government and the French Revolution. They all wore a little cap. It was like a stocking cap, a red stocking cap. And that was a symbol of something called the Phrygian cap of liberty. It goes back to the ancient Roman societies in ancient Rome. And I'm not going to get into it because it's a very interesting subject on this Phrygian cap of liberty, and you'll see it many times and what it means. But the point I'm making here is that the triangle is within the circle, even in Nicaragua. And wait a minute, I'm missing something here. Nicaragua and El Salvador, right. And those are the two, incidentally, the two countries we've had a lot of trouble with in war down in Central America, because of this symbol here. That's what is causing the war, is the symbol in the middle. It's called a Phrygian or Phrygian cap of liberty. Just shows you how the triangle and the circle is used. Here's another symbol in Freemasonry. On the Bible, you'll see the cross and the crown. The cross and the crown, of course, is the cross of Jesus within the crown of salvation or whatever. But if you go back to Freemasonry again, you'll see the cross and the crown. The cross and the crown is actually on a chart of Freemasonry, the Scottish and York Rite. We have two rites of Freemasonry in America. The two most important ones are the Scottish and York Rite. The York Rite comes from England, York, England. And when the York Rite came from England, and again I'm saying that this is like a shotgun effect. I'm just making you aware of some interesting little connections. We can get into all of this later. But the York Rite comes out of York, England. And the Duke of York, Prince Andrew, is the Duke of York. The Duke of York, the York Rite Freemasons come to America. When America was founded, the first thing they did when the Columbians came over, the York Rite Freemasons came over. And they set up what they call New York. And New York is the Empire State. That's why we have an Empire State Building. New York is the Empire State because it's the new state of the Empire, of the New World. It's the New World's Empire State. And the Empire Strikes Back. We get into George Lucas, Steven Spielberg with their Empire Strikes Back and all of that kind of stuff. Because there's symbolism in these the Indiana Jones and all that, Star Wars stuff. But anyway, here's a Scottish Rite. They have 33 degrees. That's the reason why you have degrees of Freemasonry. See, the first, second, and third degree. That at the third degree, that's why, incidentally, when you're in court or the cops pick you up, they give you the third degree, right? Reason because the police department is a Masonic order. They wear the Masonic symbols of power on their arm. Incidentally, that's why they call the armed forces, because they use their arm to beat your brains out. And here's the three layers of Freemasonry: first, second, and third degree. They're giving you the third degree. And then once you become a third degree Mason, you can either go into the Scottish Rite or you can go into the York Rite. The Scottish Rite is referred to as the Egyptian Rite. Everything that they teach and believe is based on Egypt. Or you go into the York Rite, and everything they teach and believe is based on the old York order, which is supposedly called Christian. Right? So at the here again, you have the Royal Arch Masons. Royal Arch is very important with the triangle and the circle. And there's the Knights Templar emblem again with the cross and the crown. The Order of the Red Cross is one of them, and here's the Order of Malta. When you're giving money to the Red Cross, just remember where it's going. It's going to a Masonic order. And that's why, incidentally, Red Cross can go behind enemy lines during wartime and negotiate for prisoners. Why can they go behind enemy lines and you can't? Because they're part of the war. They are part of the establishment. They operate on both sides. So we got Royal Arch Masons with the triangle representing the pyramid within the sun. We got the Red Cross, the Order of Malta, and that's why Bush went to the island of Malta. They have this summit, and a summit is the top of a mountain, and the pyramid is the old mountain of God. And here's the York Rite with the Order of Knights Templar again. Now here is, I'm just showing you this so that, here is the, again, it says the pilgrimage to Virginia of the Knights Templars with the cross and the crown and the Star of David with the Masonic handshake. That's the Knights Templar Masonic Order. And here it is on the Watchtower Society of Jehovah's Witnesses. So A lot of people, poor Jehovah's Witnesses, they have no idea in the world that the man that founded their order, Charles Taze Russell, was in fact a York Rite Freemason. He was financed out of London, England by Lord Philippi de Rothschild. His money came from England to found an order called British Israel Freemasonry. He is nothing more than a Freemasonic conspirator to help the masters in England take over our banking system and our government and have everybody prepared to crawl on their knees and wait for God's kingdom, and Jehovah's going to come to save you. Don't bet on it. Cross and the Crown, Lutheran Church. That's many places. Kingdom Identity Ministries got the Cross and the Crown. It's found in different churches throughout. Here it is again. All the, you know, these are like what am I trying to say? A catalog for religious symbols. And here's a grinning Cheshire cat with his and he's got the Cross and the Crown. So when you go to churches and you see this Cross and the Crown, just know there ain't nothing holy about it. It don't represent nothing holy. It represents a very powerful secret society. Same people who are printing your money are directing the churches. Freemasonic orders. Here's Christian Science, Cross and the Crown. Mary Baker Eddy's husband was a Freemason in Germany. He was connected to the Cross and the Crown, York Rite. You find it everywhere. And I'm just making a point, and the point I'm making here is that so many things that we see in churches we think are religious, we haven't got the faintest idea where these churches came from and what they mean. Here it is on church rings, commitment to Christ, and where they have Masonic symbols on the... Anyway, here's the right here in Pasadena, the Methodist Hospital right over here. We're walking distance. Methodist Hospital, Southern California, Masonic emblems from Europe with the Cross and the Crown. And they're called, incidentally, this is interesting. Those Freemasons who are operating out of hospitals are referred to as Knights Hospitallers. They are the Knights Hospitallers. They are the ones that have control over the health in America. The American Medical Association, the American Health Associations, all hospitals come under the Knights Templars, or what they call the Knights Hospitallers. So when you hear all this crying and complaining on the news by the politicians talking about the absolutely prohibitive cost of medical care, what they're saying is we our brothers in the Knights of Hospital, the Knights Hospitallers, need some more money. So they're jacking up everything. We're being had. We're being had by some very powerful secret societies that control our very life. Everything we see, everything we hear, our food is dominated by them. They're putting chemicals in our food. They're killing our people. They're beating people up in the street. They don't really care. These are fascists. They don't care a thing about you or anybody else. They have only one thing in mind, and that is the direct control over the human race. It's called the New World Order. Here's a community Bible church over in Van Nuys, off of Van Nuys Boulevard. Incidentally, you'll see pyramids all over it and triangles. And here's the front. And inside, you can't see it too well. I got to do a better picture of that. But anyway, it's the Cross and the Crown. Santa Anita Apostolic Church, Cross and the Crown. It's right here on the Santa Anita Boulevard. Here's another one. This is over here on Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena. It's a Presbyterian church or a Methodist, I'm not sure. Inside, here it is again. And so when people see all of this, it looks very holy. What you don't understand is that this comes from the Middle Ages. These are symbols out of the Middle Ages of secret societies of Freemasons. These are Freemasonic emblems, the colors. There's a reason for the blue. There are a reason for colors. There are reason for the symbols. It hadn't got a thing to do with the Lord. It hadn't got anything to do with anything that's holy. These symbols come out of the Middle Ages, out of Germany and France and Spain and England. And as they move into our country and taking over our land and subverting us into slaves, they give us all of these symbols and emblems with their Masonic order of Knights Templars. And they think they have pulled it off. But like Lincoln said, you can fool some of the people some of the time and most of the people all the time, but you can't fool everybody all the time. They haven't fooled me. I've been on this for 35 years. I got associated with this through my mother's uncle when I was a little kid. He worked at the Vatican Secretary of State's office as a civilian. And every 3 or 4 years, he'd come home and talk about all of this stuff. So I grew up listening to this.